We continue today with lesson number 35 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. We're into the ninth perek, the fourth and fifth Mishnah. Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalad, and Mishnah He. Mishnah Dalad teaches us several halachos, which we already know from our study back at the beginning of the Masechta, and a few things that might be new to us. Shlosha Gittin, there are three types of Gittin. Pisulin, which midrabanan are posel, and the Chatchila, a woman cannot remarry on the basis of this type of defective get. However, the Imnises, if she does remarry on the basis of this defective get, have a lot kosher. Her children are not mamzerim, her children are legitimate. The Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Meir, who is very strict about these matters, it says, Kol ha-mishana mimabeya shatovu chachomim begitin yotzi v'havlad mamzer, even Rabbi Meir would agree that when it comes to these three gitin, the matbeya, the form was that they should be only posel l'chatchila and kosher b'diyat. These are the three. Number one, kosav bichsav yodo ve'ein olav edim. Suppose the husband himself doesn't hire a scribe, but he takes out a proper pen and proper paper, proper parchment, and writes the get in his own handwriting without any witnesses signing on. This is following Rabbi Meir, who way back in the beginning of the Masechta, I taught you, believes edei chasim o karti, the witnesses who sign the document, they are the ones who cut the relationship. Now, my own personal signature is worth 100 edim. So if I write the get myself in my distinctive handwriting, it's a kosher get 100%. But the chachamim are concerned that a get without edim, even though it was written by the husband, well, next step is we'll take a get without edim when it's written by the sofer. So therefore, l'chatchila, a get written in the handwriting of the husband with no signatures should not be used. But if the wife marries on the basis of such a document, the marriage, remarriage is kosher and the vlad is kosher. Children, the offspring, are not mamzevim. Number two. Yesh olav edim v'ein muzman. Suppose you have a get written properly in every way, signed, but there's no date. And we learned earlier, the Chachamim said there should be a date. Some say k'deish liyachapel basachoso. Some say mishum peros. This is all for us old hat, but it requires a date. However, the takana of requiring a date is only lechatchila. For the eved, if a woman gets married with a get on the basis of a get that has no date, she can remain with her second husband and the offspring of the second marriage are kosher. Third, yesh bo zman ve'ein bo elo eid echot. Suppose you have a get which has a date but only has one eid. Now, there are two pshatim in the Gemara. One is that we're speaking here of a situation when the husband wrote the get in his own handwriting. And the Mishnah comes to teach you that even though it has a date and it's signed by one witness, but the other witness, so to speak, is in the fact that the husband himself wrote it, nevertheless, l'chatchila, she should not use it until it has two witnesses. And others say that we're speaking here of a case where a sofer wrote the get and one witness. And nevertheless, b'di'eved, the vlad is kosher because the sofer who wrote it is in place of a second signature. Even though he didn't sign it, he wrote it. The Mishnah summarizes and says, Hare'elu shlosho gitin pisulen v'im nisei savlot kosher. Now you might wonder, and the Gemara does wonder, well, I can't count. There are three scenarios listed here. That's three. Why does the Mishnah have to begin by saying there's three, Nevelat Kosher, and end up by saying there's three? The Gemara says that the first count opens up, the Mishnah opens, Shlosha Gittin Psulim V'imniseis Havlat Kosher, is to exclude a get yoshon. Remember, a get which was written and signed a year ago and given to her a year later, which is not so kosher, but that get is not posel at all. If she uses it, she uses it, l'chatchila. Similarly, on the other hand, a get which is written l'shumalcho she'eno hogenes, you're living in Bavel in the 10th year of the reign of King Ploni, and you write that it's in the 16th year of Julius Caesar, then that, even b'di'eved, havlad mamza. So the three gittin psulim nisavlat kosher ought to say, no, only three do we say psulin b'di'lechatchila, but b'di'eved havlad kosher. This section of the Mishnah ends again with a count. V'im elu shlosha gittin psulim nisavlat kosher. The Gemara says, that's to teach you that there are certain gittin where there is a takona. For example, if a shliach brings a get in dinas hayam and does not say before nechta, before nechta, and the get is given to the woman without his saying before nechta, before nechta, is he takona? We don't say she can't use the get l'chatchila, but b'di'evet. No, we say, take the get back from her, give it back to her after the witnesses say in front of Edim, Abba Edim, before nechta, before nechta. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Lozer Omer, this now is the locus classicus. This is the place where Rabbi Lozer says his famous halacha, Ede Mesiro Karti. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Afal Pisha Ein Olav Edim. If you have a get document with no witnesses on it, and not written in the handwriting of the Baal of the husband, Elishin is son Olav Efnei Edim. The get was written by a sofer. Properly, no witnesses at all, but it was given to her, transferred to her from husband to wife in the presence of witnesses, kosher, the get is kosher, because the Ede Mesira, the witnesses who witness the transfer, they are the ones who effect the separation, who effect the get. And it is so kosher that Vagovim and the Chosim Mishubodim, on the basis of this get, when she wants to collect her ksuva, she can go to her husband's estate, and if there's no fields left in the estate, she can go to the people who bought fields from the estate subsequent to her ksuva, which could have been 20 years ago. And she can collect those fields from the lukuchos. Shein ho'edim chosmin mal haget elav ne'tikon ho'olam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Ede Mesira are the effective tools by which the document affects, accomplishes what it's meant to accomplish. Witnesses sign only b'pnei tikkun ha'olam, because these two witnesses who were there at the time, they could die, they could have moved to across the world, etc. So we want to have some proof, so we have people sign onto it. But that's only for proof, b'pnei tikkun ha'olam, for proof 5 years from now, 10 years from now. But the actual effectiveness of the get is accomplished by the Ede Mesira, says Rabbi Elozo. Mishnah Hay. Interesting. Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittin shovin v'nisorv. You have two people, the names are both Yosef ben Shimon, and they both live in Cairo. And they're sending the gittin to their wives, and both of them, Yosef ben Shimon, number one's wife is Surah Bas Bela, and Yosef ben Shimon's, second Yosef ben Shimon's living in Cairo, his wife is also named Surah Bas Bela. And both Surah Bas Bela live in Tzfas, and they send the get from Cairo, there's two gittin, two different documents from Yosef ben Shimon to Surah ben Bela, but there's a different Yosef ben Shimon and Surah ben Bela. V'nisarvu, and the messenger on his way to Tzfas mixes up, and he doesn't remember which one is for the tall, dark Yosef ben Shimon, and which one is for the fat, pudgy, blonde Yosef ben Shimon. Mixed up. No problem, you get to Tzfas, you take both gittin, noisen shneyem lezo, you give both gittin to Surah bas Bela number one, Ushneim lezu, and both get into Surah Bas Bela number two, and Monav Shach, Surah Bas Bela is divorced, both of them are divorced. However, Lefichach imavad echad mehem, suppose one gets lost and all you have is one, you don't know which one it is. Harei hasheni botel. One's lost and the other one is totally useless because you don't know which Surah Ben Bela it's designated for. Number two. Chamisha shekosvu klal b'soichaget. You have a mass get. Instead of one get which says Yosef ben Bela divorces, Yosef ben Shimon divorces Sora Bas Bela. And a second get which says Yisocha ben Don divorces Basha Bas Yenta. And a third get and the fourth get and the fifth get separate documents on one piece of paper. They write Ish Ploni, Migoresh Plonis. Yosef ben Shimon is Megoresh Surah Bas Bela. And Yehuda ben Don is Megoresh Basha Bas Yenta. And Zvulun ben Yisocha is Megoresh Esther Bas Hinda. Alright? And then after that you have the text of the get. V'yo'edim milmato. And under that you have witnesses. Kulon kisheden. V'yinosen l'cholachas v'achas. It's all kosher. Right? You have names up on top. Five sets of names. Then you have the whole text of the get. The Nusach HaGet as a general, comprehensive document. And witnesses, one pair of witnesses signed below it all. All the get naksherim, and you just take this get koleil, this one big comprehensive document, and you give it individually first to this woman, then to that woman, then to the other, then to the fifth woman, etc. However, hoyakosuf tofes l'cholachas v'achas, suppose, you had not five names and then the text of the get and then the witnesses. But you had one name and a text. One set of names and a text. Another second set of names and a text. A third set of names and a text. A fourth set of names and a text. A fifth set of names and a text. And after the fifth set of names and the text, you have two witnesses. Hayakosuf tofes l'chol achas v'achas. So the get says, on this and this day, Yosef ben Shimon divorced Sora Bas Hinda, and the next one, this and this day, Yehuda ben Don divorced Yenta Bas Bela, etc. And at the end, V'ho'edim ulmato, es she'ho'edim nikrinimo, those, that couple, whose text of a get can be read directly with the signature of the Edim, meaning the last of the five, is divorced. Kosher. But the first four are not. Because who knows if the witnesses signed on to the first four? The witness may have only signed on to the last one. To the last one. The interesting thing here is that if you take this get koilel with five different divorces on it and one set of witnesses at the end, but you take the document and give it individually to each and every woman, so Eide Mesira Karta, we pass on like Rabbi Loza. Forget about the witnesses written, signed on the document. You have witnesses who saw the transfer, Ede Mesira. So in such a case, they would all be divorced because the Ede Mesira are the main ones. It's only if there are no Ede Mesira and the get is being held by one of them, the only one who's Megureshes is the one whose get is written last. And so we have finished lesson number 35.